Mic on? Yeah, so mic
is on. Yeah, I believe so. We recorded the last time.
All right, so let's get started. So I want to introduce you all to the Rose Project, and I want to introduce you all to Rose Youth Radio. Rose Youth Radio was a podcast that I created a number of years ago to basically get things out in a way where there would be more eyes and ears listening to what's going on. Because you can't be everywhere at one time. And the beginning of that process was a very transformative, I guess, transparency for me, because I know that I'm good at public speaking and stuff like that, but I do not like when people try to criticize things, because everybody have a different story. Everybody have a different experience. Life just comes at you in different ways. And the reason why I started my own project was because there were other students out here who attended HBCUs, or people in general who wanted to do things but was lost or confused about how and, you know, what were the resources to get the job done. So I started Rose Youth Radio in addition to operating the Rose Project Incorporated, which stands for Removing Obstacles, Strongholds, and Excuses. And it's been a very challenging time for a number of things. And if you have been here, you know that. I will share that later, but this is an introduction to us recreating this and making it to where it would make more sense. I believe at this point, education-wise, it is a match because my cousin and I have been going back and forth for a number of years now with, you know, me being hard-headed, me trying to do things my own way, but I've never been a person to follow the rules. So I've never been disrespectful or, you know, not understand authority, but I just always knew that, yes, it was another way that you could do it. I always learned to turn my no and turn it around and turn it on, because I heard it a lot in my life, and especially from my own father. I used to call him Mr. No at one time. He probably don't know, but yes, everything was a no. But I did learn when I got older that I had to accept those no's, because they built me into who I am today, who you see, you know, the relationships that I carry with other people that I meet in the community, whether it's education, networking, you know, college related, trade schools or whatever. One thing you probably don't know is that my family, my lineage has a lot of good people that you probably need to know. And then inside of that, you have people that are in my community and then their community that really went to school with them. They know these people. This isn't like a celebrity thing. We're not, you know, idolizing people, but giving you a story and sharing their experience with you in order for you to become exposed to the things that you may go through later on down the road. Now, my cousin here to the left of me is a poet. Do you believe that? Is that a yes or a no answer? We have similar paths as far as doing things that are for the world and being worldly and traveling and making sure that, you know, we are happy with our own craft, and also expressing those experiences and giving those levels of knowledge to other people that's out here in the community. There has been situations where we have, you know, done certain things, introduced folks to certain people. You will have all of this go down when you're building and building and building on your own first. A lot of banter, a lot of different, you know, people may say things, they may criticize, they may not understand your vision, but guess what? The vision is yours. No one else understands what you're trying to do because they can't see it like you can see it. Mm-hmm. And before the pandemic, I created my project to be virtual because I found in the beginning that all of the parents either had no time, They didn't have no way to pick up the kids or drop off the kids in good enough time. You know, traffic in the DMV area is out of control. It was just a lot. I went around to schools and I've done flyers. I've done everything under the sun to try to reach students in a way that I could make an impact for some of the educators that actually put these lessons in my life. Educators, coaches, mentors, everybody that has ever touched my life, I'm forever grateful for, because it built everything that I'm doing today and the extension of, you know, my family and, you know, his side of the family. Everything builds together, and if we all build together, we can all make sure that we have a foundation to support one another. One thing that I found when I was going back to my own school, even my own alma mater, they didn't want it. And this was something that I was offering for free at one time. Literally, I would have given my time and dedication to meeting with students and, you know, just talking things out, things that's outside of school, because sometimes you have to take the school part out of the whole equation because it gets a little heavy, because there's a lot of people, a lot of students that are in school now that are confused, they're lost, they have anger issues, they have behavioral issues, and a lot of this stuff stem from things that they have coming from home, things that are the unknown from, you know, stuff that they won't talk about. And like I say, most of the parents believe that their child, they know their child, they can, their child will tell them everything. That is not the case. I've had children that I've just met told me things that were out of this world. And due to laws and stuff like that, I have to say certain things, you know, to the parents to make them aware, because this could be a bad situation sometimes. And I just feel like every child needs a mentor, and I don't know how much to stress that. Every child needs a mentor. Every business associate has a mentor. Every career professional has a mentor. Why wouldn't you have a mentor as a child? And it's something that I wish I would have had when I was a kid, but I did have those examples from strong uncles, strong cousins, and stuff like that. But you can't really depend on your family, because they're also trying to build their own lives as well. So just like I tell people, you raise them, I can train them. If you allow me to train them, if they're teachable, then we can make things happen. We can transform this, you know, beast into a machine that you don't even recognize. But when there are parents that hold their own children back, or parents that are jealous of their own children, because yes, this happens, and this is the most weirdest thing I've ever seen in my life, but this happens. At first, I was in total shock and awe, because I kept trying to figure out why I'm having so much trouble with this parent. Why is it this parent? It's because their own life was not going the way they wanted to go. It wasn't happy. It wasn't something that they really wanted, you know, out of their own job. They were miserable. They had to take care of the kids, not just that kid, but three other kids. And, you know, now we're in the holiday season, and it still blows my mind to this day that parents will go out here and work like a dog down to the bone to buy gifts and all this stuff for all these different holidays. And then look at it. Mm-hmm. Your favorite color is two.
Your favorite color is what?
Two.
Two.
Exactly.
That sounds like Baltimore.
You just as stunned as me. Oh. Well, I was trying to be funny, but your favorite color is two. Like the level is funny, but it's not funny, because the level of literacy in schools today, I honestly believe it came from the taking the cursive away from school. Like cursive writing, because that's a penmanship that you can never get rid of, number one. And number two, it has you thinking professionally. Oh, this is my signature. Oh, this is what this looks like. Oh, this is how you curve this. Like there was a number of things that we did in school, but with my household, we also did things outside of school that we did not do in school, which is called additional work. And this was weekends or after school. And it had to be nothing strenuous. It was maybe like on a Tuesday, you're going to practice writing your letters in cursive and in print. That's it. Something simple. So that's what we're pretty much going to be going over is how we can get those resources and how you can help these children get better with reading and writing and so on and so on. Because this is a national crisis. This is